The Amdram Shoutout on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And tonight is a very special Christmassy stroke charity edition of the Amdram Shoutout. And I'm really delighted to say, joining me on the line, live from Staines Station, is Councillor Shannon Sage-Marshall. Good evening.
Good evening, Dan.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure.
And you're here because actually I caught a tweet that you sent out this morning via a friend of the show, Chesney Hawks, regarding a panto this weekend.
That's right.
Oh, yes,
that's
you
right.
did.
Yes, oh, yes, you're quite right. Very good.
So it's Aladdin is the pantomime. So tell us more about it.
So at the Time of the Tavern Players have put on a pantomime, but I think for the last 5 years, and this is the first time I've been involved in it,
right.
And I'm the director, and I'm also the genie of the ring. The pantomime is a charity fundraiser for the St. Peter's Children's Ward, so all the children that are admitted over the Christmas holidays, there's a little bit of money for them to make sure that they have a proper Christmas, like we'd all wish for the kids.
That's brilliant. And you were telling me earlier that a lot everyone's giving their time and props
absolutely
and everything.
Everybody. Yes, we must have done at least over 100 hours of rehearsal. Everyone's given their time, and the scenery has been made by lovely people, and all sorts of things, and the programs have been printed, and yes, everyone's really been pulling together. It's a real community event, if you like.
Brilliant. And the other thing you were saying, it's written by a local person too. It's all very local and very, very much what we're about here at Brooklyn's Radio,
yeah,
really.
It's written by a guy called Ben Crocker. He's written some other pantomimes, and sometimes he turns up to watch the pantomime, but we haven't been assured that that is going to happen this time.
Okay.
We've got some interesting players, though. We've got a prison officer. We've got an army major from the bomb disposal squadron.
Okay.
We've got a gas fitting repairman. He's playing the title role. And we have an air conditioning serviceman as well. He's in the production.
Right.
So there's quite an eclectic bunch of people.
Well, it certainly is. But if the air conditioning goes, or the gas goes, or you know, worst case scenario, if there's anything to, you know, diffuse, you're sorted, really, aren't you?
Yeah. No, it's going to be a great evening. We're just doing the three performances on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That one's at 3:00. And then on Saturday evening, and then again on Sunday evening. So we've got an opening night and then a closing night.
You have indeed. And so what times are the performances?
So the one on Saturday matinees at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
The evening performance is at 8:00.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we kick off at 7:00.
Okay, so an earlier start on Sunday.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes. Well, people have got jobs to go to, you know.
Well, that's true. So, as you mentioned, it's at the Time at the Tavern, which is on London Street in Chertsey.
Yes.
And tickets £9 is what I'm reading
here. Tickets
are
£9, yes. You can get the tickets from the pub direct. That's the only place you can get them.
Okay.
So pop in, go and see the landlord there, Robert and Tracy, and they'll be more than happy to pull you a little something from the bar and sell you a ticket.
Brilliant. And you can also call on 01932 429 667. I'm seeing here too. So plenty of ways that you can get involved in it all. And as you mentioned,
it'd be great to see people there.
Definitely.
The pub, if people are familiar with the pub, they're going to say, how on earth are they going to put a pantomime in there? We're not putting a pantomime in the pub. It's in a marquee outside the pub.
Wow.
And there's about 100 seats in the marquee. So lots and lots of room.
Brilliant. So 300 tickets to sell. Let's get them
done.
Because as you mentioned, all the proceeds are going to the Children's Ward at St. Peter's Hospital. So again, very community, very much about local and you know, everything that's going on, you know, here and Christmas and everything that we, you know, we take for granted that, of course, if you're in hospital for Christmas, you know, it's things like this that is going to cheer you up, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I totally agree. And it's it's one of those occasions where you might not actually know everybody in the pantomime, but if you've been walking around Chertsey and seen all the posters up, you'll go, oh, I do recognise that person. And you can see us all in a completely different light.
Brilliant. Well, indeed, you may indeed have somebody there to fix your boiler on Friday, who then on Saturday...
Oh, no, you won't.
Brilliant. So yeah, just once again, for anyway, it's Time at the Tavern, and it's the Time at the Tavern Players. It's Aladdin this Saturday and Sunday, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday, 7 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets £9, available from the pub itself, or you can call the pub on 01932 429 667. So as the genie of the ring, do we see you on stage at all, or are you just voices off?
No, I am the genie of the ring. You'll certainly see me. I won't ruin the plot for everybody, because not everyone's seen Aladdin, of course.
No, that's true.
And we can guarantee Panther's always a bloke slightly in a different. Dress and an evil villain.
Brilliant. Lots of booing and hissing and audience participation and all things that make Panto what it is.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, I was asking you for something to give people a bit of a flavour, and you set me a little bit of a challenge, really, to find one of the songs that you are performing through the show, which is Cinderella Rockefeller.
Yes.
Well, I hope I've done well. So, many thanks for coming on and chatting and telling us all about it, and I wish you and everyone involved in it all the very best.
Thank you so much, Dan. That's really kind.
No problem at all.
No one's a professional performer, so they're all absolutely nervous as anything. Oh. And hardly anyone's got any fingernails left.
That's all part of the fun of it. That's what we do it for, isn't it? That's, you know, it's all...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the smell of the crowd and the roar of the grief paint and all of that stuff.
The smell of the something.
Exactly. Well, all the best to you and everyone involved, and do keep in touch. Let us know how you get on, and, you know, a fantastic cause. I do, you know, I really hope we get those 300 seats filled and loads of money raised for the children's
ward.
Thank
you. You're really kind.
No problem at all. All right. So this one, hopefully this is the right song, Cinderella Rockefeller, is for you and everyone involved. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye for now.